Winston Peters says New Zealand's border will reopen sooner than people think and mass immigration should be consigned to the past. With foreign arrivals flatlining, we asked the main political parties what the future of immigration should look like. Labour says there will be a new normal, while National wants to introduce a tech visa, ushering in highly skilled overseas workers and entrepreneurs. Jill Bonnet filed this report.
Immigration is still a serious issue for this election, and what we do after this, hopefully, is not to learn nothing from it and go down the same pathway as the previous Labour National Party governments did.
Border restrictions may not have killed the immigration debate at this election, but they may have made it more complicated. Labour says it's not realistic to set numbers on new residents and temporary workers in the current climate. Its immigration spokesperson, Chris Farfoy, says COVID has forced industry to reconsider where its workforce comes from.
From the very first moment I became the Minister of Immigration a couple of months ago, we were sending a strong message to sectors who were crying out for labour from offshore that they had to start rethinking things for the medium and long term. As we start seeing the effect that COVID has on New Zealand workers, we start prioritising them and the training opportunities and the wage opportunities that will come about of that as well.
Chris Farfoy says Labour wants to open up a quota within the managed isolation places for skilled workers and investors, but in the short term, immigration numbers will still be low. So COVID changes everything, or does it? The Green Party says principles should stay the same. It wants to put fairness at the front and centre of the immigration system. Its immigration spokesperson, Gulrees Gharraman, says it wants refugee numbers to rise. And she says the immigration system should work efficiently and transparently.
The residence program, I think, has been a source of real stress and anxiety for migrants. And it has felt really exploitative of New Zealand to let people in and have them integrate into our system to give their labour or their money in terms of education and then not be able to settle. I think setting arbitrary numbers by political parties has been the cause of that.
The National Party immigration spokesperson, Stuart Smith, also says the residence numbers should be led by business needs rather than government targets.
Anyone thinks they can sit back with a whiteboard and plan how many people we need exactly is naive.
He says immigration is about filling gaps in the economy, and a large failure of the border policy has been not allowing desperately needed workers into the country. Mr. Smith says in time, the technology sector under National could equal dairy in terms of revenue, with fast-tracked processes for overseas investors and entrepreneurs and tech visas for skilled workers.
We'd relax the requirements for an investor class visa so that we could make it much less red tape involved and get a very attractive destination for those high net worth investors and technology entrepreneurs to come in, and that would really help our tech sector move to the next level.
Judith Collins also announced yesterday National's plans to allow skilled and seasonal workers back into the country. ACT's immigration spokesperson James McDowell says it remains a pro-immigration party, but New Zealand is in a state of flux.
We have an opportunity to use our relatively COVID-free status, our ability to manage the virus well, to attract extraordinarily skilled people, investors and other productive individuals to New Zealand. Immigration numbers have plummeted this year. And with all of the expat New Zealanders coming home, things have shifted. The skills landscape has shifted massively.
He says the border reopening involves treating low-risk countries differently to others. And he says the immigration point system had become complex and arbitrary and not necessarily focused on the right things. New Zealand First wants to take the immigration portfolio if it's part of the next government. Its leader, Winston Peters, says wholesale and low-skilled immigration in the last three decades created dysfunctional supply and demand in housing, health and infrastructure.
We can run immigration properly in our interests, that is, bring people here who we desperately need, not people who desperately need us. Let me tell you, I can't find any other country in the free world has gone down the path that we previously inherited and which we're trying to turn back now.
He says global investors must also only be allowed in on New Zealand's terms. Among parties not currently in Parliament, the Maori Party promised this week it would halt all immigration until housing supply catches up with demand. The new Conservative Party also has a net zero immigration policy while housing demand eases, with student visas and seasonal workers excluded. The Opportunities Party would hold a royal commission into immigration needs and effects, and meantime restrict visas to jobs in skills shortage areas and students at postgraduate level. For Checkpoint, Jill Bonnet.